Welcome to the podcast where we explore the world of cybersecurity, its significance in our digital lives, and ways to protect ourselves from cyber threats. In recent Apple updates, key security issues have been brought to the fore. Firstly, a kernel memory buffer overflow vulnerability enabling potential unauthorized system access via buffer overflow exploitation has been identified in Apple macOS BIS 13.2. Further, an issue in the privacy preferences component of Apple TVOS has been disclosed. This vulnerability, manipulated by unknown data, can grant escalate privileges, allowing attackers to gain enhanced system access for potential exploitation. Simultaneously, Apple Watch OS has revealed a vulnerability involving a buffer overflow, which can be harnessed to compromise the system. User awareness and protective measures are vital to shield devices from this vulnerability. Also, Apple macOS BIS 13.2 suffers from an information disclosure flaw, which can be locally exploited to manipulate unknown data, posing a risk of sensitive information leakage. To mitigate this, an upgrade to the latest macOS version is highly recommended. Lastly, Apple has underscored privacy issues under freshly proposed European Union EU rules. Actual detail remains obscure, however. This highlights Apple's dedicated stance towards user privacy protection and maintaining robust data security against new regulations. We conclude this roundup of Apple news, promising further updates on latest tech progress. Concerning reports have surfaced about vulnerabilities in several of Google's components, emphasizing the continuing struggle between developers and threat actors in the field of cybersecurity. First off, a cross-site scripting (XSS) issue was found within the Google Go HTML template component, which if exploited allows attackers to inject harmful scripts and compromise websites making use of this component. Simultaneously, Google's enhanced Chrome Store review process has met with a stumbling block. Despite significant efforts towards bolstering security, a data stealing extension managed to bypass the approval process, landing itself in the Chrome Store. This highlights the formidable challenges that Google, among other corporations, confronts in safeguarding users' information while ensuring a user-friendly experience. Additionally, a separate privilege escalation issue was disclosed. This vulnerability, affecting the Google Go CMD Go component, provides attackers with the opportunity to exploit undisclosed functionality. Through the manipulation of unknown data, they can raise their privileges, potentially obtaining unauthorized control over affected systems. These vulnerabilities within Google's components underscore the necessity for firms like Google to remain vigilant in their attempts to identify and rectify such issues, safeguarding their users' security. In recent Microsoft news, alarming developments have been reported involving China-backed hackers exploiting Microsoft's signing key due to a series of oversights by the tech firm, enabling these cyber criminals to execute their malicious activities. Reports indicate that a China-based cyber attack group managed to target U.S. government email accounts through a breach of a corporate account belonging to a Microsoft engineer. The successful infringement allowed the cyber criminals to steal a crucial signing key from a Windows crash dump, facilitating unlawful access to government email accounts. The severity of this breach lies in the hackers being able to authenticate and sign malicious code as if it were genuine Microsoft software. Consequently, this permitted them to circumvent security protocols, creating further difficulty in detecting their presence and operations. A Windows privilege escalation vulnerability also surfaced from this incident. The hackers managed to exploit the system drive letter replacement issues during impersonation, thus granting them increased user privileges, affording even further access and control over the targeted systems. Investigations into the Chinese cyber attack on U.S. officials found a direct link to the breach of the Microsoft engineer's account. The hackers reportedly used the engineer's account to establish a stronghold within Microsoft's systems, leading ultimately to the theft of the signing key. In summary, the breach facilitated by Chinese hackers in association with state-backed entities underscores the peril of compromised corporate accounts and the importance of preserving signing key security. The incident serves as a potent reminder to Microsoft and all other tech firms about the necessity to fortify their defenses against potential vulnerabilities and to intensify security measures to protect against such cyber threats. Thank you for tuning into today's episode on cybersecurity, where we explored the crucial importance of protecting our digital lives and the constant evolving threats we encounter in the digital world. Stay safe online.